It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So Ashley McBride, she was doing a show in Orlando, obviously the home of Disney World. So she decided to do a country version of the song Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. And fans were absolutely loving this.
Look where they walk, look where they run, look where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of your world.
I mean, honestly, what can she not sing? She rocks everything out of the park, and that's just a prime example of her doing that.
Listen, she could just go and sing Wikipedia, you know, and we'd like it.
I don't know if Wikipedia is a song, but I...
Well, you know, just the words.
Just start reading off Wikipedia and Ashley McBride's beautiful angelic voice and it all works. No, she's absolutely awesome and I loved her version of that. And fans are up in arms. They are mad because found out that Morgan Wallen's set at Stagecoach was purposely not live streamed. When it wasn't live streamed, people thought maybe it was a mistake, something was going on, which would have made them equally as mad. But apparently this was all because that's what Morgan and his team wanted. Now, we do have a statement from one of Morgan's team members. They said, quote, Morgan Wallen has a special project in the works for his fans, and that means he can't participate in live streams at this time. This is purely my speculation, but if he can't participate in live streams, I'm thinking that maybe there's some sort of movie, behind the scenes footage type of thing in the works here. And
yeah, of course.
I'm guessing it's probably going to involve his set at Stagecoach. That's probably going to be a part of it if they weren't letting people see that live streamed.
I think this is how Taylor Swift ties into this. When she did the Eras Tour movie, I think other artists are looking and going, wait a second.
Yeah.
This is a great idea, and maybe, look, everybody's going to watch Morgan Wallen. He's so, either you're on one side or the other, but Morgan, eyes are on him.
He's an incredible performer and so entertaining, so I feel like this would be great for him. We'll see how this shakes out.
All right, up to 83 degrees and some sunshine today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. It's 6:29 on Adam and Haley in the morning. Coming up around 7:40, got to get you into Kenny Chesney's show, which is coming up soon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Zach Brown, Megan Maroney, Uncle Cracker. It's going to be a party.
A great lineup, and we're going to hook you up at 7:40 with Secret Celebrity.
Do ladies cry more than men? Because I was thinking about this, and Haley even pointed it out, that I just don't think I've really just randomly cried about anything, and Haley will sometimes do that.
When is the last time that you cried about something? Do you remember?
Kids were born, maybe? I'm trying to think.
You've never cried because something's been sad, or you felt like hurt, or...
Yeah, probably that, but it was not... It's not really sticking in my head.
So it was a while ago.
But you happen to tear up over just random things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll break down in full tears. I'll hysterically cry, and then I'll stop crying, and I'll be like, why were you crying? That was dumb. But snap out of it.
Name one of those things that you just described.
I can't name a reason why, because I'm telling you, there's no reason connected to it. I'm sure it has something to do with just like my hormones or me being overwhelmed. But 2 days ago, I just started breaking down. Like, I got home from work. I was the only one at the house. I was playing with my dogs and I just sat there and started tearing up. And I had to sit there and be like, okay, why are you crying? And I was like, I'm not fighting with my husband. Nothing's going on in my personal life. Everything's fine at work. I think I was just overwhelmed.
I was going to say, did the dogs do something?
The dogs didn't do anything.
Oh, wow.
I was just purely overwhelmed, and I think this happens to women all the time. I don't know if it's our hormones. Maybe this is something men experience too, but sometimes you just don't have a reason. You just cry for no reason.
I'd be interested to see two things, if other, you know, ladies do this, but if there's guys out there that do this, because I don't know anybody that just breaks down, a guy that breaks down. I don't break down.
I'm sure there are guys out there who just sometimes they're driving in their truck and something hits them. They hear a certain song and it's like you just start crying and you don't know why.
Oh, the songs. Did you have a song playing in the background the other day?
I didn't the other day, but it's happened before. Like Jordan Davis, next thing you know, I'm telling you, every time that song comes on, immediately it's like the tears start flowing. And I don't even have kids. Like, I don't know what I'm comparing the song to. I guess just the fact that one day I'm going to have kids and they're going to grow up and I'm going to start crying now.
You're making me cry. 800-849-1061. We want to know if you, number one, ladies, have the same thing like Haley does, just randomly, no reason, you're breaking down what the situation was. Or, guys, are you doing that too?
I feel like you think I'm crazy because I cry randomly. You're looking at me like I need to go to like a mental institution right now. It's normal, I'm telling you.
I might be doing that.
Try not to cry about the traffic, Haley.
I know. It just gets me emotional sometimes. The car is all lined up in a row.
We're talking about random things you may cry about. Haley does believe that it may be more of a woman thing than a man thing.
Yeah. I'm not throwing you under the bus for not doing it. I just, it doesn't make me crazy that sometimes I just tear up over nothing. It's part of just being a woman, and I think most women would agree with me.
All right, good morning. Do you do this?
So, yes, I am the one that always cries. I actually was crying last night watching a movie and a TV show. Two separate times started bawling. And we went to a wedding this Saturday, and the groom went with the mom, and I have a four-month-old son, and I literally was uncontrollably sobbing. And people were like, Tim, it's okay. I was like, he's only got 18 years, and I have to do this.
I'm going to be the exact kind of mom that you are. I already know it.
Yes. It's hard. Weddings hit different once you have a kid now.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Did you cry from that song?
That song did not make me cry.
Beautiful
but the
song.
Next one, oh, I'm telling you, the next one makes me cry every time.
What we're about to play, you know, we're talking about this morning. Haley mentioned that guys don't cry as much over random things as girls do.
Sometimes it's just your hormones or your emotions, and you can't control it.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Haley, you're going to be in trouble when you get pregnant.
Does that make you cry more?
Yeah.
Great.
Why is that?
Great. As if I needed to cry any more than I already do.
I'm not ashamed of crime. But I don't go to the light, you know, oh, there's a cute little trash can. Oh, my God.
A cute little trash can. I cry over those reality TV shows that are contestant-based where you have people and they perform because I'm like, look at that person. They got the golden buzzer. They're accomplishing their dreams.
Really?
I cried during the NFL draft because I was watching people come up and accomplish their dreams. It was sweet.
Haley has cried during the NFL draft. Unbelievable. That Georgia player made it.
Haley, I bet you cry when stuff's on sale, don't you?
Yeah. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Yeah.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
Excited about this. If you have kids, you're going to probably be excited about this too. There's going to be a live action Scooby-Doo TV series coming to Netflix. We don't have any details on what the plot is going to look like, if it's going to be similar to the Scooby-Doo that we know and love, or if it's going to be a little bit different. We also don't have a release date, but we do know that it's coming soon, so I'm excited for
That's
this.
That's something my son Aspen is going to love. He loves Scooby-Doo.
Definitely.
Wow,
there'll be
cool.
A lot of kids excited about this, and I will give you all the details as soon as I know more about a plot, or we see a trailer, or we get a release date. I'll keep you updated. And Sammy Hagar got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Very well deserved. And he even got emotional as he was speaking at the ceremony and just kind of telling his story.
I'm most proud of being from Fontana, California. Started out with nothing. We never owned a home. We barely owned a car. Alcoholic father. My mother raised four kids without an education. When I was young, that used to embarrass me. But now, I'm so proud of that. To be here with that star and come from nothing, that makes me proud.
It's true, because so many celebrities have celebrities in the family, right? And that's kind of how they get their foot in the door. So to come from truly nothing and make a career like that out of yourself, it's just insane. And just kudos to him. It's incredible.
If you know anything about Sammy Hagar, obviously with Van Halen, you would never guess that kind of background for him. And so that's really cool how he rose above that.
And congrats to him on getting that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this is literally my worst nightmare all piled up into one scenario. And this really happened. A family in North Carolina made a horrible discovery in their home in Charlotte. Apparently the mother saw a few bees swarming around the fireplace in her home. They kind of heard this buzzing noise. They did not think it was bees because it wasn't that obvious, right? Like, it was just a weird noise, a few bees. But you see bees this time of year. You see them in the springtime. So they didn't think anything of it. They ended up having pest control come out because of the noise. And they thought maybe there could be something in their attic, like a squirrel, something like that.
Well, the pest control found 50,000 bees inside the walls of their home. 50,000 bees.
This is the sound of swarming bees, by the way.
It's
Can
horrible.
You imagine?
And that's the sound they were hearing.
Yes.
And I guess you don't put two and two together when this happens to you, right? You're not thinking to yourself, like, there could actually be 50,000 bees living in the walls of my home. But yeah, they came in. They had to have somebody come in and remove the beehive that the bees had built. They had to get the whole place exterminated, obviously. There is videos of this. She has vlogged her entire journey on TikTok. And I have a lot of those videos posted up at yourtorchacountry.com/morning if you want to see it. I'm not going to lie. I almost threw up.
Can I just piggyback this on a story from last night? The Diamondbacks, our Arizona Diamondbacks and Los Angeles Dodgers game, the game was delayed 2 hours last night because there was a swarm of bees on the netting behind home plate in the stadium. Ugh. They had to bring a beekeeper in to get them out.
This is a real issue.
Wow.
I mean, I'm scared. I'm about to go home and check my walls in my house. I don't know how you do that, but if you see me in my attic, that's what I'm doing.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:33. Trying to contain Haley from talking about what she's doing for her husband's graduation party is impossible. But she also has to kind of edit herself since he may be listening.
Yeah, so I have sworn everybody into secrecy that knows him. At least I feel like we've made that commitment to each other right now, right here. So if you know my husband, do not share any of this with him. I have told him not to listen, okay. But I am nervous because this is around the time he drives to work. But I did want to give you an update on the graduation party that I'm planning for him. He is currently teaching at East Hall Middle School and was part of a program that allowed him to have his own classroom early. It's a new thing in Georgia, which was really cool. But he is graduating from college this year. And this is huge because he's been in college for like 8 years. He really took the long route. So
you can tell him that part.
Yeah, that part you can poke fun at him for. But I'm throwing him this huge party. He knows he's having a party, but he doesn't know the extent that I'm taking this to. He doesn't know the decorations that I have planned, the little things that I'm doing. So I'm working on ironing out all the details right now. And I've already told most people that we're having a party May 11th, which is the day we're having it. But I'm sending out like an official invitation that has all the times and everything broken down on the invitation so that people have that and know when to show up. So I was telling my mom about this and I was explaining to her that I think I'm going to have people get there around 2 o'clock and I'm going to put on the invitation like party from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I wouldn't do the 6 p.m. part. I'd do 2 p.m. till whenever.
See, that's what my mom said, too, because she said that like 2 to 6 makes it sound like it's a kid's party.
Yeah, it is. I've done that with my kids. It's a 2 or 3 hour party and because that gets exhausting. But equally exhausting, you have all those people that want to hang around. I understand that, but you can't because it's adults. And obviously, Alex, your husband, is not going to have enough time to talk to everybody within that 4 hour frame. There's just no way.
So you think I just leave it open ended? But what if people just hang around until like midnight?
That is what you're going to have to deal with.
Really?
Wait, you're having it where? At your mom's house?
Yeah, my mom is the one letting me host it at her house.
You can leave anytime you want.
Yeah.
They're not going to hang around your mom's house if you guys aren't there.
I am not going to leave the people at the party that I'm hosting when my mom is gracious enough to let me use her house. I'm not going to just leave.
I understand that. Although that's your out. But you can't put 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. No.
Now, here's the problem. I will be very honest with you. There are people that I want to spend the night, right? Like Alex's close friends. I'm hoping they spend the night because we're going to be having a few drinks. We're going to be hanging out. Great. They can spend the night at my mom's house. She has plenty of room. There are also people that would not necessarily fit the vibe of like a nighttime graduation party, right? You know what I mean? Like,
I know those people.
It would be fine, but I'm hoping they just kind of understand. Like, once it starts getting later, like, just see you later. It was great to have you.
Yeah,
so that's
party.
Why I wanted to put that in time on the invitation.
Listen, the after party is for these people. You can go. What would you do with this? I'd say no. 800-849-1061. Don't put an end time. What do you think about this? 800-849-1061, because is that one of those things where like, it's only this time, I can't come later, you know?
Yeah, I feel like people might think it's a little snooty if I put 2 to 6.
Yeah, let us know what you would do for Haley here. Help plan her party. All right, back to Adam and Haley in the morning. Haley's thinking of putting an end time on the party she's planning for her husband's graduation.
Okay, listen, I don't plan a lot of parties. This is like my first one I've ever hosted by myself, so give me some grace here.
I'm going to try to do that, Haley, but you know this show.
That's true.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you put 2 to 6, it actually sounds like a visitation for a funeral, so don't put it in time.
Great point.
Don't put it in time.
I did not think about
that. It's adult. Y'all have a good time. Start shuffling people around. Say, yeah, I'm glad y'all came. You know, maybe they'll get the hint, the ones you want to leave. But don't put it in time.
So use like social cues, but don't spell that out in the invitation because people might think that it's a funeral.
Exactly.
Hey, 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning trying to figure out, should Haley put a time on the end of the party for her husband's graduation party she's planning and doing everything for?
I know 2 to 6 sounds bad, but would people really care if it was on the invitation? Because you know how it is when people linger around for a long time and you want them to go, but they're not going.
You actually may get less people showing up because of that and less presents for him.
I don't want that, though. That makes me sad.
Yeah. Good morning. What you got on this one?
Whenever I'm planning anything or going anywhere and they have a time, my favorite 3 letters is ish. 7-ish. 8-ish. 9-ish is my favorite 3 letters.
That is so smart because it sounds really casual. Oh, wrap things up around darkish.
Yep, exactly. Ish, my favorite 3 letters.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
What is wrong with you two?
It's time to pick a side.
Yeah, when you have a party planned and you put all the invitations out, you do not put an end time on it. Especially for adults. That just screams, well, I only want you here for a certain time, then you can leave.
I didn't realize this was some sort of unspoken rule. I'm planning a graduation party for my husband, Alex, and I was planning to put on the invitation that I send out, the party is from 2 to 6. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. But my mom had the same reaction that you have when I told her this. She's like, Haley, that's what you do for a kid's party. You can't do this when it's adults. They know when to leave. But also, they don't know when to leave. I've had this happen to me before where people overstay their welcome and you're sitting there like, oh my goodness, are you going to spend the night? Are
but
you
Haley,
ever going to leave?
This is not inviting people over to watch the dogs. This is having a once-in-a-lifetime thing for your husband, Alex. Graduation's big. Just like a wedding, that is a big deal. It's not a birthday. You have one of those every year. This is a graduation. So it's okay if people stay because this is like you're celebrating one thing that he's taken him, you said, 8 years.
It has taken him 8 years to graduate. So, it is a big deal.
I say no end time. Team Adam is absolutely no end time to this party because this is the party of a lifetime.
I understand where you're coming from, and I agree. It's a huge accomplishment. But there's things that come with having people there all day. If people are going to stay until midnight, then I'm going to have to plan dinner for them on top of the refreshments and food that I already have. That's going to mean more drinks, more expenses. It's already really pricey when you're planning one of these things, and I don't want to spend an extra $600 on food for everybody.
Well, sister, you're going to have to. That's just what it is here. Team Adam is no end time to a party. Team Haley is put an end time on that invitation. What are you on? Team Adam or Team Haley? We're at 800-849-1061. On our Facebook page, you can leave comments right there on the Team Adam and Team Haley post, and I think you guys know who to vote for today, right?
Haley, right? Obviously, because no. It doesn't sound that bad. 2P to 6P no. On the invitation?
No.
Nope.
Vote for Adam. Team Adam and Team Haley this morning, all about Haley's party planning for her husband's graduation party. She says put an end time on the invitations. Team Adam says no end time. It's just open.
I don't think there's anything rude about being like, hey, show up 2 to 6. Jennifer on Facebook says, Team Haley, I also think everyone will hear this on the air and know to leave after they eat. LOL. She might have a point there. I didn't think that one through. But hopefully the people that we want to stick around, like as good friends and stuff, will know they can. And then the other people will catch those social cues. But we'll see.
Give you a head nod. Hey, good morning.
It's a combination. So you don't put an end time. But when those people who don't know how to go home don't leave, you just start saying, oh, well, where are y'all fixing to go? What you fixing to do? Kind of stop you to leave.
It's like 5:45 and you're thinking, hey, do you guys have something going on at 6? Were you going to get your groceries for the week at the grocery store? You have another party to go to? What's going on this weekend?
Exactly. We've had fun, but y'all, you know, wherever you're going next, have fun.
That is smart.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. This Team Adam and Team Haley about Haley putting an end time on her husband's graduation party that she's working so hard for and is making it come to an end earlier than it should be. I say it's terrible. Another reason you shouldn't put an end time is you are pushing away people that would otherwise come. Oh, it's 6 o'clock. I can't come. I wanted to, but you put an end time on it.
Now I feel bad, and I'm not trying to backtrack because I don't want anyone hearing this that's invited to the party to think, oh, they don't want us there. It's not true. We do want you there, but if they can't come during the hours, then they can't come, and it's a bummer. But I can't sit there and feed everybody all day and entertain people for 24 hours. The party has to have some set expectations.
Listen, what if one of Alex's friends wanted to come over at 7 and just happens to have a card with $700 in it for him? Then you couldn't come, so whatever. Well, thanks, Haley.
That's different if they ask ahead of time and it's planned. I just don't want everybody sticking around throughout the night, you know?
What you got for this one?
Team Adam this morning, you know, because most of the aunts and uncles and grandparents and stuff are going to know to leave fairly early, and then the friends and stuff that you want to stay later, they're going to stay, and if you're worried about feeding them, Haley, well, you pass the hat around and order pizza.
That's it.
Hey, can everyone Venmo me $5? That might be a little bit tacky, but don't put it past me.
Come on.
No.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam and Team Haley looking at those Facebook votes about Haley putting a end time on her husband's graduation party that she has worked so incredibly hard for months.
Katrina on Facebook says, I'm going Team Haley. Can't hurt to give at least an estimated time. Crystal says, Team Adam, your votes are coming. Hold on, Adam. All right. They're rolling in. Trisha on Facebook says, Team Adam, unless you have the party in a public setting, which it's not going to be in a public setting. It's at my mom's house, which I feel like maybe makes it a little bit weird if I say leave at 6. But also, I'm not trying to deal with people all night long.
Your mom is dealing with people. Just remember that. Not you.
Well, I'm the one hosting. She's just going to be a guest, and she's made that very clear.
Good morning.
I'm not Team Haley. Oh. It may be the correct thing to do, but people don't know when to go home.
So true. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock,
but
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
This is a celebration. You're celebrating Alex, her husband.
I understand, but that's okay. 2 to 6 is plenty of time to celebrate.
Celebrations have to come to an end at some point, right?
You got that right.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. On Team Adam and Team Haley, I have got to pull out a win today. I have to.
Okay, I don't know if it's going to happen for you. The votes are definitely close on this one. I still feel like it's not rude. Just put it on the invitation. People will get it. The party's from 2 to 6.
Yeah,
it's
this
done.
Party thing for Haley's husband, Alex, that she has been working so hard on. Why have it come to an early end for his graduation party? Don't put an ending on the invitation.
I have to clean up my mom's house because we're having it there. The financial stuff that goes into it. Philip on Facebook, great advice from him. He says, Haley, if it gets out of hand, just make an announcement that you have to get the septic tank pumped and then ask people to help dig up the tank. I guarantee everyone will leave. Philip, I just want you to imagine me in the party. Everyone's sitting there enjoying their drinks, their tacos, and I'm like, hey, we've got to get the septic tank pumped. I don't know if that's going to go over well.
Let's see how that goes. That many people. Good morning.
Well, I'm definitely Haley, but I did have a question for her. Number one, are you inviting a lot of people? Do you want everybody there at the same time? Because I've been dealing with students for years and years and years. In the last few years, honey, they've been dealing with what they call drop-in. Mm. Like a graduation party, drop-in 1 to 5. Drop-in party 2 to 6. And so therefore, you're still not telling them you have to leave.
That's smart, because we do have a lot of people coming. It's family, it's friends, and maybe his friends that want to hang out can hang out after 6, and they kind of know that they're closer, right? But the family can just drop in and drop back out.
It's Haley's mom's house that's hosting it, so they don't have to worry.
Leave my mom to deal with all of that.
No, and me personally, I would say 1 to 5, because 6 o'clock, then they're going to say to 7, 7:30, they won't know when to leave.
That does sound better. Maybe I'll add drop in to the invitation, and that'll make it sound a little nicer.
Because otherwise, people are going to say, oh, I have to be there 2 to 6, I got to stay the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the first one to leave, you know.
Yeah, maybe this will actually make people feel better.
They're not going to feel better. They're not going to feel better about it.
I don't know. It's one of those things. I feel like if you add it and you say drop in, that might put just like a little nice touch to the invitation and people aren't going to overthink it.
Let's get the results. What are the results?
It's looking like with the Facebook votes, you're not going to believe me. I know you're not going to believe me.
What?
I'm pulling out the win.
Oh,
this
come on. Again?
I honestly, going into this one, did not think I was going to win. And I was prepared to change my plans about the time I was going to put on the invitation. But it's not as rude as it sounds. It sounds rude when I'm saying it. But when people see it on an invitation,
it makes sense. Like, it's logical. 2 to 6. And I think if I add drop in, that's the perfect compromise where people won't feel like it's awkward.
If you want your party that you worked so hard on to end early, go ahead, Haley. I'm done with this.
That you're bitter this
morning.
I'm
over it.
This one hurts you. I can feel it.
Whatever.